It's time for another Senior Spotlight on You Are There Sports, and today we're talking with Teresa Karst on the program here. And Teresa, first of all, welcome to Senior Spotlight. Give us a little bit of background about yourself, your family life, and who's all involved with that. Who's your support system?
I have my mom and dad, Richard and Janelle Karst. I have a younger sister, three older sisters, and one older brother.
Oh, so kind of a big family, huh?
Yep.
And you're in the, it kind of sounds like in the middle then?
Yep.
All right. So, well, as a senior now here at Piers Healy High, talk about some of the things that you have found kind of surprising. Is senior year so far everything you'd expected it to be, or have there been some surprises for you?
It's been...
a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been not too bad. I didn't take too hard of classes, but...
What is Teresa Karst's day look like? What's your class schedule look like?
I start with econ, and then I go to companion animals, and then I have marketing, which you have to take for DOE, which I'm okay. In. That's my 7th and 8th hour.
Okay.
And then I'm in psychology and sociology.
Talk about DOE. Who's your advisor for that?
Ms. Stuckmeyer.
Okay, and that is kind of a, how would you call that, a work study where you
yep.
go outside of the school building and work at an area business. So what business do you work at, and what are your responsibilities?
I work at Subway.
Okay.
And
you just, how many hours are you required to be there, and how do you report back, and how do they track your progress on that?
You got to fill out a timesheet every week, and you have to have a minimum of 10 hours.
And is there a give and take then with your employer then, too? Do they report back to the school and say, you know, Teresa's doing a great job? And
yep. They usually mark off if we had any problems that week, and then they get an evaluation they have to fill out.
So. What's the benefit of that program? What does that lead you to, you know, as far as... future employment? Is that something you can put on your resume and say that, hey, I've already been out in the workforce and, you know, had good response in that?
Yeah, it's good with that, and it helped me honestly with my grades, because I get more time. If I'm not working, I usually work on the family farm, or I can work on homework if I'm not at Subway.
Okay. Well, what kind of farm does your family run? What kind of operation? Do you have a full day of chore, morning of chores before you come to school or after school? Or what's Teresa Karst do on the farm?
Well, we have a dairy farm, okay. And I do sometimes in the morning, mostly after school. If I'm not working, kind of work it in okay. when I can.
You started this senior season this fall with a big event. You were part of the Homecoming Royalty. Talk about that experience for you, how that all came about, and just... boy, that's such a busy time when you're just getting into school again as a senior, and then to go through the whole homecoming routine. How did that happen, and how did that make you feel?
It was really exciting, super surprising. Like, I was definitely surprised. And it was super fun. Like, got to be with people I'm usually not with, and
okay.
got to experience that. It was really fun.
What kind of classes do you enjoy taking here at Piers Healy High School? Is there a certain field that you really think that... you know, this could lead to something in my future?
I like history stuff, but
okay.
I couldn't really take too many animal classes. I took one this year. I want to become a vet tech.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
Have you, you know, obviously you're involved in that daily in the farm life there, but is there a school or something that really kind of has caught your eye already to maybe think about, you know, I'm going to end up at such and such a university or school?
I really want to go to Willmar. They have
okay.
a really good on-campus, like, vet clinic
program,
and stuff like
yep.
that. Yep, and I love it. There's animals on campus.
Well, Teresa, what do you do for fun? What's your favorite activity? Any hobbies that you can share with us?
Probably my most favorite is showing cows, which is through 4-H.
Okay. Well, I assume you're in the 4-H program
yep.
then here at Piers. Talk about the 4-H program and Mrs. Tax that runs that, and what events you've gone to, and what anything that's coming up for you.
Well, for 4-H, you can... Some people think you have to be, like, on a farm, which you don't. Mm-hmm. You can do, like, livestock, showing livestock, or you can show, like, non-livestock, which is, like, examples like photography, cooking.
I saw just recently, wasn't there a food science exhibit, I think, over in Uppsala or something like that? Yeah. Is there an area of that portion that, obviously, you said the animal portion, but...
Yep. I like doing photography, too.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. Any advice for young students that are coming up now to Piers as a senior? What would you tell, a 7th, 8th, 9th grader to kind of expect or look for or do this, don't do that?
Honestly, my advice is just be nice to everyone and get your homework done. Don't procrastinate because I'm pretty bad about that sometimes. Grades do matter, so.
Yeah, they do. Well, Teresa, thanks for taking some time out of your busy day here. Good luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right. Teresa Carr, she's our senior spotlight with us here on Your Weather Sports.